Thanks.
Okay, why don't I call the meeting to order, because we like to do things on time. I think the first order of business is not on the agenda, but we have some new members to our board. And I would appreciate if we could start with Ms. Petty and go around the room and give us a little bio, and particularly focus on your interest in tennis. And that way we can get to know each other a little bit.
Okay, great. I'm Betty Haskins Coots. I was Haskins for many, many years and got married 2 years ago, and so that's why I got a hyphenated name now. But I have been with Fort King Tennis Center, a member, since the beginning. I was a charter member. And I've been on this board a long, long time, and it's great to see a lot of new people. So I hope it's all going to be working well.
I'm Jo Jenke, and I've been on the board for several years myself, but not as many as she has. And Fort King is like my second home. I'm there almost every day. I love tennis, and that's why I'm on this board.
I'm Kelly Laird. I moved to Ocala in 1983 or so, and I used to take lessons at Fort King as a kid, so I've been around there a long time myself. I have a couple young sons active in the tennis community, and even though they don't play a lot at Fort King, they play on a lot of the city courts. So I hope I can help the tennis board.
Hi, I'm Alan McMurray. I got to Ocala in 2005, got roped into tennis for years ago or so. Been a 14 member since. I captain 8 or 10 teams a year, and I think that's was the interest in seeing if I could participate in this.
Mauro Porcelli, been on the board for a year and an active member at 14.
That's it?
Retired.
I really like
him. Did he have a memory?
I'm Kathy Crowell. I'm the Recreation Parks Director. I've been with the city for 28 years. My interest in tennis is you all, providing a service to the community. And I really like Jason. And
who are they?
We're about to tell you. Rainey, who are you?
Here we are. Jason Rainey. She does the administration, and I listen to everything she tells me to do.
I do all the inside stuff, and Jason does the outside stuff. So that's how that works.
How long have
you
been here in
Athens? 2001. You've been teaching since 2001. Right. I've been in the pro shop since 2009.
Right. My name's Lauren Joyce, and we moved here, I think, 11 years ago. And I've been at Fort King, I think, 4.5 years now. And I love tennis.
It's my ring, but I don't think it's my phone.
My kids play tennis, too.
Sorry.
So it's time to get back to it.
Phone only goes off when you don't want it to. I'm Alan Musicanto, and I've been in Ocala about 5 years full-time. Played tennis most of my life, but only regularly, like 4 or 5 times a week since I've lived here. My wife and I are both tennis fanatics. We go to a lot of tennis. We love Fort King, and my interest is to take this great facility that turns out probably more champion teams than any place else in the state and make it even better.
Good afternoon. I'm Tawana Jenkins Woods, and I'm sitting in for Michelle Bond, who's normally here.
I'm Lauren Bryan. I'm a Floridian. I know there's not many of those around.
I'm one.
All right. You were very familiar with Wakey Wakey Springs, weren't you?
Yeah, and Silvers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She was a mermaid. Still is. Been in Ocala since 1980. Played tennis for about 68 years now. I love the game, and I'm very proud of our facility. It's come a long, long ways. It's well kept. It's well maintained. It's a pleasure to be a part of it anymore. So with that, thank you everybody for your introduction. First of all, our business is to talk about the minutes. Are there any questions or concerns about the minutes? If not, I'd like to have a motion for approval.
Well, they left out the part where we lost the board members. Didn't that happen at the last meeting? And the vacancies that needed to be filled and so forth, that wasn't in the minutes.
It is. There are currently 5 positions that's open.
Well, it does say that. It didn't give credit to the ones that were, had served and left, so I think that would be a nice idea.
Yeah, because
I think it's an omission.
No, maybe I'm reading the wrong one too. I thought the same.
It just says there's all five positions open.
But it's funny because I went up to Betty and I said, because I got this stuff from Michelle, and I went up to Betty Saunders and I said, "Oh, I see you're still on the board. I thought you were going off the board." She goes, "I am." I said, "Well, all Michelle's stuff, she has all Earl's, Betty, you know," and I'm thinking, well,
that's the roll call. What you see on the front page is the roll call from that particular meeting. All the members at that meeting that were still on.
No doubt, yeah.
Yeah.
I still think it's an omission to not
So what
say,
you want to say on the back is what?
The resignations. There were five of them, apparently, or four.
Okay, and those
that
resignations,
day.
That was the particular...
From longtime board members, Earl Schwartz, Betty Saunders...
Sandra Harden
and the others that resigned, whoever.
And so those particular board members were discussed at the meeting, is what you're saying, and this section isn't detailed enough.
Well, it was brought up that they were going to resign, yes.
Yeah.
Lauren, also...
They were here, and they said they were going to...
Was there an issue, or they
no,
just...
No.
They just...
They've just been here forever, and...
Yeah.
I guess wanted off.
It says that there's $90,000 budget for the restrooms. We discussed that it was over $300,000. No. So is that number, where that $300,000
come from? I never.
Wow,
that would have been.
I heard 130 before. That's what you might be getting. I don't know, but I never heard 90.
But 130 was the total project.
Right.
That includes the plaza.
Right. Right. That was what I heard. I heard 130.
All right, my mistake. That was 300.
We can go back and correct. If they gave their resignation at the meeting instead of saying that there are currently five positions open, it can say the following members tendered their resignation at the meeting. Did you all take action to accept those resignations?
No, we didn't want them to leave.
All right, so we can go back and amend the minutes to show that those particular members resigned at that meeting. Left five positions.
That was part of the meeting, and I just feel like it's an omission not to name the people and say, okay.
Does
you don't have
city
to say why.
Do anything as far as thanking them, a letter or anything like that? Somebody served all those years?
Probably if we knew that they were resigning at a particular meeting, we would do it there. I don't know, because I don't manage other than sitting here at the meeting.
We did used to get a thank you and a Starbucks card or something like that for our service.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
I feel like maybe that probably comes from the clerk's office, right? She manages the board and commission.
Angel Jacobs at City Clerk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll follow up. Thank you when I see him.
Okay.
I'll
follow up on it.
Is there a motion to accept the minutes with the changes that were discussed?
So moved.
Second. Everybody wake up.
Second.
I need a second.
Well, the new members, right. It would be inappropriate
second.
For new members
second.
To second,
second
or approve minutes
right,
that we weren't
all
here
right.
for.
So all in favor say aye.
Aye, 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 aye.
Okay. All righty. Are there any members from the public? I don't think so. Let's go on to the PROS report.
Everything's going pretty well. Anything specific anybody wants to know, if you haven't read through the everything that was sent out for the PROS report. We have the after-school programs on Monday and Wednesday that are doing really well. They run at 3, 4, and 5 o'clock. And we have a more advanced on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 4 to 5:30. The league's wrapping up right now. The ladies' league's coming to an end. We had another successful year. I think this is the third or fourth year in a row that our clubs had the most teams participating from any club in the league, the Gainesville Ocala League, that's been around for 30 years. So that's really good. We're getting ready to tune up our summer stuff with some summer camps going. And USCAs are still running all on the weekends, pretty full. Friday nights, Monday nights, we have USTA going just to, you know, take some, alleviate some of the court crowdedness. so we're doing it on the weeknights too some, and it's going pretty well. We're going to start Friday Night Under the Lights soon. Other than that, I can't think about anything else. If you have any questions.
I know it's been a challenge to keep the courts wet from this dry as it's been.
It's been extremely...
You've done a good job on that as far as I can
see. It's been extremely hard. This is the 3 months that is always the hardest, though. As soon as it gets a little closer to the summer, we'll have afternoon rain, light showers every day, and this wind will die down, and summer will just be dry, you know, just hot, no wind. But right now, it's just hot, windy, and it's a bear to keep enough water on the court. Yeah, it's tough lately. But we're trying.
Somebody out there commented to me when I was just out there that the courts today were in the best shape that they've been in for a while. So
well, that's good.
He must have put some extra water on.
That's good.
Anybody have any questions?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This Monday night, Friday night, match nights,
mm-hmm.
You said that's working pretty well?
Well, I mean, I haven't heard any complaints.
I just wanted to say, from a lot of team members, it's wonderful.
Okay.
Because there are some players who don't get to play weekends. And were it not for the Monday nights or Friday nights, you know, their opportunities would be limited. So I think it's a godsend.
I mean, for us, we like to say yes to anything you guys want to do, as long as we can say yes to it. I mean, if it's reasonable and we can accommodate it, we just want to say yes, you know.
You got to tell Lee that. Lee.
No, I told her that. We tried this a couple years ago. I mean, I remember I was insisting on it best I could, and we tried it, I think it was, I can't remember if it was Monday nights or Friday nights.
Friday nights.
Now half my matches are on Friday nights or Monday nights, which I haven't had a complaint about.
Yeah, the more you
get the other thing that I think you did that was, I don't know if it was you or Lee, but the 6:30 schedule was hard for half my team to meet. 7 o'clock works perfectly because they can get out of work, they can get there, and you know the matches can begin. So that also was a good thing. I think it was 6:30 last year, was it?
Yeah. 7 was better.
Well, we tried to get it done for y'all.
And that way we get more people on. I can get 5 to 7 groups on before your match, so that works out.
Cool. So that was good
for
everyone.
More people to play.
On the courts, I know the last couple weeks, I've personally used the hose that's there.
Yeah.
And watered it.
Yeah.
During a match, actually, it was just too dry.
Right. No doubt.
And we're all 55 plus, so you know we get hurt. We're going to be hurt for a year or two. Here's my question. We just took the hose, and one court there was a good nozzle attached to it. On the other court there wasn't, and we flooded the court before we could get a chance to turn it off.
Okay.
Have you thought about maybe letting members know that if during this period they could...
Well, what I did is I went and bought hoses, and some of them the hoses have a hose attached to them so they reach far.
Which is what
right?
we saw.
And so I have that on pretty much so it can reach anywhere. But for me, I'll go buy some of those things, but for me, this is worth so much better for me.
Well, here's what happened. There was an attachment on it, so we're saying, oh, there's an attachment on it.
And
great.
It's leaking down.
Well, no, it was a hole like that.
Yeah.
By the time we caught
that's
it.
That's the problem. I don't mind. What do you want, some of the
not
spray guns?
Not everybody's as coordinated.
Spray gun?
Most of the courts had these little sprayers, and it worked.
Yeah, I don't want
to get... Would you have the option to do that and take 5 minutes to make it safer?
Well, I mean, when I'm done... teaching, if I haven't done it 5 or 5:30 and the groups are coming on at 6, I go out. If I have open court, I spray them before. You mean I spray them and leave, so you don't even know they're sprayed. But I'm watering courts up until 5, 5:30 sometimes when I'm usually done by 2.
Well, nobody yelled at us for doing that.
Yeah, nobody
should. The equipment
was
there, so we just felt it was a safer environment for the match.
Right. No, I'm good with that.
I think it's a bad idea for you to do it. Because, you know, you're doing something that is supposed to be done by the pro. You're doing something that there's no insurance for. I mean, I'm not sure you could put it in your mouth or something, but I just think using equipment that belongs to either the city or is not something you should be doing. If there's a need to water, there needs to be a break during these terribly dry seasons. I mean, there's been no rain. If you look at this January, and we all know that there had yards or so, but I think it... If you get into a period that this very dry, maybe you don't book the courts for a half hour during the day and you make sure you water. But I don't think members should be doing it.
That brings up...
If I could just... There are a lot of clubs that I play that where members do everything.
My opinion is
sweeping and
this is a city court. I'm not sure they'd be thrilled for members to be out there.
Well, it's Jason's insurance, and I'll tell you, at our baseball fields, our baseball organizations do that kind of maintenance of the fields in between games.
I'm going to tell you, I don't want to disagree with Alan. Just the hose and the spraying part, I don't mind. But I do, there are people that will see, oh, the court's too dry or too wet, and they take liberties they shouldn't take. They'll go out there with a brush and try to brush a puddle away. You can't brush a puddle away. You're just making 3 more hours work for me. So there are issues, and I see why that sometimes, I'll go out there, and if the court's not how somebody likes it, you'd be surprised what they will do to think their court is right. But when really all they should do is talk to me or move to a different court. But just a light spray, I don't mind that.
Is there an ability, is there time to do as he suggested and water in the evening? I know we've talked about it before.
Half an hour is not enough time to water your courts and dry them. I mean, if I put a minute or 2 minutes on the court and then they'd be dry in a half an hour, after that half an hour, give 10 more minutes, they'd be back as dry as they were, unless you can really flood them. And that's like 6 to 7 minutes each side of the courts.
And then that takes a lot longer to dry.
Well, yeah, it takes 2 hours just to run through the cycle. Yeah. When I start, I have 24 zones. Each side of each court is different. You have to know which courts act like what, which ones drain better, which ones are less. So it's more of an art than a science. It changes with the wind and how the sprinklers are shooting one direction. You're standing here, that sprinkler shoots 20 feet. The wind starts blowing, it doesn't go 5 feet.
We were told because there's not near enough clay on the course that there should be to retain the water. Is that true?
Well, that's not true. I mean, newer clay retains more water, for sure. But the one of the main problems is those courts are from the 70s, and then you have it, and it just doesn't like to see dry. Where like on a golf course, sometimes they punch the golf courses. They punch them with holes. They do that with clay courts. They've done it at other clubs I've been at. Because after a while, you got to break that up so the water goes down in better. And so it absorbs better and it dries faster. It doesn't necessarily hold the water a lot longer, but it does make some difference.
I don't think Ocala is any better, and it's got underground watering. It's just dry. It's incredibly dry.
Let me say something for the benefit of the new members on the board. And this was stated at the last meeting, and it's something we have to keep in mind. This is not a member's private club.
Yeah.
It's a city facility that you can join and be a member of, but the standards of this compared to a professional private club is not something that we're going to ever be. And I would just say that for what it is, it's one of the best ones around. But for us to expect it to be as the same as a private club with marble tops and all that, it's just not going to happen. So kind of keep that in mind when you're making comments here. I think that would hopefully that helps you.
I think you're right to a point. Where I will disagree with you respectfully is that there is a certain level of expectation that has to be met. And I think Jason, he does try his best to maintain the course as best he can, but it leads us to the conversation that we had at the last meeting, is that do we need a full-time maintenance guy? And I was going to ask if you could comment on that.
I'll make the same comment.
Trying to get in for 10 minutes.
You guys, I hate to be this guy that tells you, but I'm the one that owns the business, and I'm not hiring a maintenance guy. I'm not hiring a guy. All right?
I think we should...
Would you like to say something?
I said at last meeting, and I had I'm on the Fort King Women's Tennis Association board. There was supposed to be a lady that came here today to speak, but we have sectionals this weekend. So anyway, I speak as a tennis player and on the board and for the board. In that we really, really feel the city has a great thing when it comes to Jason Arini and Fort King, and we appreciate that. But we were wondering if is there any money or funds for you to hire a full-time maintenance person.
And how would a full-time maintenance person respond?
Somebody, Jason can't do it. I'm just reading what they told me to say, but there so many complaints come to us constantly from the women.
But you can't be on those courts full-time maintaining them, right?
No, but if there was a maintenance person there full-time, when Alan needs his court sprayed because it's too dry, or when we have the tapes that are totally covered and the water's been on them so the clay is stuck on it, so you can't even take your shoe and get the line opened up.
Every morning when you come, we get the clay off the lines. You go back in the afternoon, I go back, I water it again, I go back before everybody plays, and there's four courts, and that's a problem. I clear the clay off the line.
What are the time, I guess my point is, because I've had this conversation.
Let me just say something. Jim used to work 6 to 3. Okay, he was our full-time maintenance man. By the time the matches start, Jim just sat at the desk.
Right.
Okay? Because you can't go out and run your blower, you can't mow the lawn, you can't make any noise, you can't do these things.
You could clean the gazebo,
that's fine.
The tables, you could empty the trash.
I get that, but I don't need a full-time maintenance man to do that. This is a job where, since you guys put four more courts in, you added 50% more clay courts and 10% more revenue, okay? It's a barely thing, get by thing. I'll tell you, the first 5 years I had, it was more than a fair deal. I would spend my own money to do things where landscaping and make it nice and this. Right now, I'm just trying to keep it going, you know?
That brings up something I wanted to bring up today. Instead of waiting, I'll go ahead and bring it up. Is it my understanding that the cost for the electricity is your responsibility?
Yes.
All right, I think that's a topic to be discussed. If you go to any other city court, you'd only have to put money in a coin machine. The lighting is free, the city provides that. Yet when it comes to Fort King, they don't.
That was part of his contract. You know, it's a whole different level of lighting. We did a fee increase to cover that, the increased maintenance and lighting costs. So, and you know, we worked with Jason to do an evaluation of what we expected those additional expenses would be, and then we raised the fees that much plus a little more so that we didn't end up having to do this again to cover that. And I've not seen anything from Jason to indicate that he wasn't able to cover that, those expenses, with those fee increases that we put into place. We bid it out. We put out an RFP. We said, give us a proposal. And Jason gave us his proposal, and that was part of the proposal. Before we even bid it out this time, Jason was paying the electric bill. So when we went into the first contract, it happened over time. We said, okay, first year we're going to pay the whole electric bill. Second year you're going to take over 20% of it, and then 20% each year until at the end of that contract, Jason was already paying the electric bill. Then we put new lights in, new courts in, we calculated what we thought the cost of the additional maintenance and the additional lighting cost would be, and we did a fee increase to cover it. So I don't know why we're not able to cover it.
Because the lights are costing a lot more.
It's not just the lights, it's the extra clay for the courts.
Right. But from what I understand from what we discussed last time is that the electric bill is a lot more money per month than what Jason bidded, and that's why we suggested last meeting, a couple meetings ago, that we reopen his contract to negotiate with the city. So this, number one, the city can sell electricity to the tennis facility at cost, and or the city can pick up more of the tab for the lights, because when he did his actuarial study, the bill was here, but the lights actually came here because nobody knew what those new lights were going to cost.
So I have all the original records.
Right.
I would want to see that. I would want to see what we proposed the bills were going to be, because we had electric estimate based on the lights we were putting in, what our cost was going to be. And then I would want to see what it ended up being in comparison to that.
Again, Jason, we are all for you. And that's why I'm asking the city, is there any way that you could help provide for a full-time maintenance man to help this.
I wouldn't hire a full-time maintenance man, no.
Or part-time.
One of the reasons, I'm going to answer one question at a time, so hold on. This is Jason's business to operate. I'm not going to hire a person to manage that course. I don't want you to think that we don't have people out there. We probably have more than our share of responsibility related to the irrigation where that facility is concerned. We still have additional expenses related to the lighting when issues go with the lighting or putting the new light bulbs in when things need to be rebulbed. That'll be on us. I think you have to actually buy the bulbs. Our guys put them up or something like that. But in the end, there's a... even if we were running it, we always recognize we did not need a full-time maintenance person. He is exactly right that our maintenance person spent time behind the counter. But the problem is, to hire and retain somebody who had that expertise, you had to hire them full-time. Because nobody's going to do that part-time, right? He's going to go work somewhere else. And so... we would hire the person full-time, but then they sit behind the counter because there's not, you can only get on the courts at certain time. You can't get out there to do most of the maintenance work you need to do when you all are playing tennis anyways. Well, if you're not playing tennis, when you're not playing tennis, he's out there doing maintenance. They're cleaning bathrooms, they're...
Well, between 1 and 3, nobody's ever there, and that's maintenance time.
Well,
what do you mean?
He tells me he
is there all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Tuesday and Thursday, I'll tell you this. Tuesday, I'll give you the schedule. Monday in the morning, Dennis, Kayla, you know, older than Dennis and I do it together. Okay, in the morning, so.
I do it Monday afternoon.
We do it.
Monday and Wednesday.
We do it Monday afternoon. Okay? On Tuesday, Clinton does it. That's Connor's brother. Do y'all know Connor Cluster?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Clinton's been with me for years. He does a good job. He's the guy I had to get on a little extra to say, get that cake lines clay
right
off of those lines in the morning. Because I went and said, what am I hearing about here? These lines are clean. Why am I hearing about lines? And then he gave me some excuse. I said, listen, that's it. You get that done. I said, and then, so Monday, Wednesday, I do it. And Jim, who retired, who had worked at Fort King for 30 years, he was still working for me up to a while, and he told me in January he wanted to retire. Well, Jim did the course yesterday morning because Jim said he's bored now and wants to work again, so now Jim's coming back to help. There's nobody better to have Jim than Jim around. You see, you can hire all these people that I hire, and they'll do the job, but they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care about your courts. They care about their paycheck, okay? Right. Especially when they come at 5 in the morning and maybe I'm not there yet.
Okay.
Okay, but Jim cares about your courts.
Yeah.
He wants you to have the best courts you can have. Mm-hmm. He wants you to have the best courts possible.
Lauren, did you have something you want to say?
I guess I was wondering when he said is referring the electric bill, is the city actually charging an upcharge?
We charge the same thing we charge even ourselves. I mean, we pay a power bill at every ball field we have, every tennis court we have. Our department pays that bill. That's by law. I mean, the electric department can't give even the city free electric.
Thank you so much.
So we all pay our electric
bills. They can charge costs.
They can do it at cost.
They can do costs.
No, I don't believe they can.
Oh, sure.
I believe they have to charge us the same as they charge any other customer.
Well, what I think the electric was, it was usually about $1,600, $1,700, and we envisioned it going to about $2,100, and it's been $2,500 a lot.
And so I want to see if you would provide me copies of your electric bills. Or I can have the electric department run me a report over the last couple of years, and let's just see how that compared to what we put into our numbers when we determined what. And if we can justify that the costs ended up being more than they were, then we have to talk about what that looks like. Does the city want to go up on the rates again, or does the city want to absorb the costs? And
That would be bad. That would be massive pushback.
Well, I tell
with
you,
the rate increase.
You know, the other thing is that there's, you know, just a lot more clay increase. You got a bigger club, you got a lot more people using the courts, and so we're just using a lot more clay. Clay is expensive not only to buy it, $400 a pallet, and then you got delivery charges after you pay for the pallet, and then you gotta put it down. And if I'm not putting it down, which I prefer to do, I have to get somebody else who really knows what they're doing to put it down, and that costs money. I mean, there's nobody knows how to do that.
If you save on the electric, then you could have more money for clay.
Well, I don't mind. I mean, I have three pallets of clay there. You see them, they're there. What I have to do is find a time in the next 2 weeks, which I will, because I'm leaving for a funeral tomorrow, and I'll be back. And then we'll find a time, and we'll close the bank, of course, down. 9 and 10 are my next two. All right, 9 and 10.
But that's what I'm saying. You teach. You're a great
coach. I teach 22, 23 hours a week.
You need somebody
to do the
maintenance
stuff.
And put the clay down.
I was there from 4 to 6:30 yesterday doing maintenance on my own. Nothing else. Because I texted Mara. I said, Mara, I got some water down on your courts because you're going to go playing. I've been working here on these courts, so you have water on it. I hope it's okay.
So, and I would say in terms of the routine maintenance.
I mean, you guys, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you guys aren't there in the afternoons when I'm there. Nobody is ever there when I'm there. Okay? I mean, there is times when I come on the weekends, I get that big speaker AC, gets out on Friday Night Live, I turn the music on, I'm there for 4 or 5 hours on a Sunday afternoon, not one person coming by, we're closed. Just doing my work.
Could I
say
something about the night play? You've got increased night play, so you've got increased lighting. Is that a fact or no fact? You're going to Friday night lights, and then you're going to have Monday night clinics, and so you've got a lot more people turning out at night. Do they pay an extra fee for night play?
I mean, you know. They don't. And I mean, we had the lights on till night anyways. We never could just say, we're going to turn these lights off because there's nobody on these courts. It makes it too dark everywhere else. There's shadows. We had the lights on anyway. But I tell you, it does make a difference when you have more courts. And in certain times of the year, the lights got to come on at 5:30. I mean.
We can easily run down those numbers.
You don't hear me. I've never sent her anything that says I'm dying here with money. It was a fair deal, but we get it going at Fort King, I think, faster than the city thought, so it really worked out for me. And I'm just trying to make...
Have to ever turn in like a treasury report or a financial report on the facilities and how much you pay here and there to them?
Yes, it does, but it's not going to break down for me. I'm not comparing because I don't know that there's an issue. I mean, I expect he's going to have power, right? He's going to pay an electric bill. And so I'm not comparing it to what we expected it was going to be. It's not a comparison of what did he pay last year to this year. It's a comparison of how much did we anticipate he was going to pay when we did the fee increase.
Let's do this.
And is he paying more than that?
As you said, let's make this an action report for our next meeting.
Okay.
And that gives you folks time to do the background information and look up the records and get sort of a recommendation to bring us next time we meet.
I do want to say too, though, back to the maintenance thing. These courts need to be maintained every morning and midway through the day.
And at night.
I know, but I heard you talking about this is how this guy came and did it this day and this.
Yeah, I want
to know that all of those gaps are filled.
That's just their assigned days.
So, and I don't care who does it.
Right. No, I know.
But if there's three times a day it's supposed to be done, then somebody needs to do it three times a day.
Yeah.
And so, that's what it takes. March is always bad. March has always been.
Never March, April.
But March is particularly bad. April's been really windy too. But it's not even just the wind this year. It's the fact that we have had no rain. So. Fortunately, we got irrigation meters, so we're not. But I mean, there's a lot more water going on those courts, so there's that going into it. We're not paying sewer on that because they're irrigation meters, but that's probably factoring into it too. The water costs.
Well, I can tell you that.
We went from putting 2 minutes of water on in December, January, they kept the courts and they always stayed dark green to 7-8 minutes.
Well, before Jason came on the scene, I can remember the courts looking like face powder. There was actually like smoke coming up every time the ball hit. So there's been a fast improvement. But when you're going through
so powerful.
I know you're trying.
I've played at big courts in Orlando, everywhere, and they have dry problems.
Get some help for you.
I just want to say, though, you know, yesterday when Rini took her phone calls in the morning, she came out, she did all the tables under the gazebo, she wipes the glass, she straightens
clean
the
up
seat.
The tank Tuesday.
Nobody ever sits there, but we used to do it anyways.
Make sure
now, do we go inside the gazebo and scrub it down every day? No. But we do keep the floor swept. We don't want any bugs in there, and there's food in there, so you have to keep it.
Right.
You know, and then when we know you're going to have, we keep it reasonable because nobody goes in it. But when you're going to have something going, we clean it really, really well before you have your thing going. You know, I got the same guy, Russell, who's a member out there, mows. He does the mowing. So the landscape is parts there, you know.
Are lights your biggest concern?
I think it's mainly the courts that they're complaining about.
Well, you know, I just say this. As soon as we get out towards the next season, if it's just the dryness that's the problem, you're not going to have that. I mean, there's no lines that are going crazy anymore.
Yeah.
I got all the lines level, pretty much. 9 and 10 are the worst. I mean, and I know, because see, when you ride that golf cart across those lines,
you can feel it.
You know right away where you got an issue, and you got to fix that issue. All right? And trust me, I don't want to get sued. I mean, when the lady fell and hurt her knee last year really bad, you know she says to me? She says, well, you know, we're not going to sue or anything, but, you know, just hearing that, you're like, that scares you to death.
Is that your insurance that covers an injury? Or is it the city? Or is it
both? It's my city. I have tons of insurance.
Yeah, we have separate.
I have insurance for me, and I have an umbrella insurance policy that indemnifies them.
So an injury would be absorbed by you?
Right.
Okay. Have there been any injuries?
There's always injuries.
It's in tennis.
Reported.
Oh, yeah. There's always injuries.
Not only reported, but actually adjudicated.
No.
What do you mean?
No suits.
No.
That would be when his insurance would kick in.
Okay.
We'll run reports and we'll bring it back to you all at the
okay.
next meeting.
Okay. Let's move on to a different topic. You want to update us on the restroom being changed out?
Okay, so are we on staff report? Two things I want to report. The restrooms are, it should go out to bid, I think Monday. We're bidding it two ways. The first way we're bidding it is for them to do one restroom at a time so that one restroom can be open and we're not without restrooms. I know the ladies, it was an issue that they're hoping the men would use portalettes and whatever restroom is functional the ladies can use. My facilities department believes that's going to double the cost of the project. That is basically going to be two different projects. And so I agreed to bid it out as a
one at a time
and all at once. And we'll just, I don't want to give in. I think that we'll bid it that way and see what the numbers come back at, and then we'll make a decision from that point. But anyways, we should have something awarded. It's usually a couple month process by the time we get it to council and they award it. So, and then we won't do anything with the plaza construction until we see what those bids are on the restrooms.
Plaza is what? What
courtyard. They're going to put in some new sidewalks.
Sidewalks,
all the cobblestones
are
going to go.
Cracked.
They're going to add a side back into where one used to be. They took out, make them wide enough so the cart fits on them. Mm-hmm. So I'm not riding down the sidewalk
in
grass and then
budget.
There's no grass growing.
But if the restrooms come back at $130,000, then I got a problem.
Kathy, has anybody seen the plans of the restaurant? This board?
No.
Yeah, we've done that.
Yeah, we did that.
Okay.
A year ago.
Yeah, Jason has met with the contractor. Anytime we met with the architect, he was there.
I've got a lot of catch-up questions.
And portalettes would
be. Where you could say, okay, we need the walkways, the restrooms, and the pro shop all done for this amount of money.
No.
Can you do that?
No.
Yeah.
And the concrete, the plaza, we may do in-house. So that's why I just got to see how much money. We have a sidewalk crew. I'd rather not have to do it in-house because that's a pretty big project. But if we have to, then if we end up needing to do that, we'll do it and we just have to buy the concrete and we don't have to pay a contractor.
So it sounds like the pro shop isn't even going to be touched pretty much.
Yeah, we'll see. And we knew that when we walked around that we never really budgeted for improvements in the pro shop. We were just hoping maybe we'd have enough money. But we'll see. Some of, you know, painting, carpet, that kind of stuff we can. The countertop, we will within the next couple of years get to that regardless because that's one of our
ADA improvements. So that's really going to drive what happens in that pro shop. We know that that whole counter needs to be updated. Unfortunately for us, it needs to be updated to meet.
The whole building side needs to be gutted and completely redone. I mean, just does.
I just walked through it.
Who maintains the HVAC on that building, Kathy?
The facilities department.
It does. The HVAC in the men's washroom, there is a giant vent in the shower, making that whole area freezing and wasting, I'm sure, a huge amount of BTUs.
And we can't cool the women's bathroom at all.
Yeah, so I mean, there ought to be some thought to controlling the way it obviously puts out enough. But it's putting out so much in the men's washroom, you can't really shower in there because it's so cold. And it should be.
Is the shower location changing?
I think so.
In the men's room? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they'll probably need to change that. I hope they change the vent. It's a very big, it almost looks like a return vent rather than a supply vent. But it's putting out tons of cold air, and which is wasted.
They're right next to each other, that unit in the men's bathroom. And then on the other side of the building is the women's. And I can't get it to cool down.
I had to go home, run all, I lived down towards Bellevue. I had to go all the way home to shower today because it was just disgusting. And it was hot.
It's hot.
I knew if I would shower there, I'd come to this meeting drenched. I might as well just come here drenched.
And they're going to have to keep the air conditioner in the pro shop down to like 72.
I know.
To have the ladies room, and then there goes more costs, you know, for electricity.
Is that going to be evaluated? Because then it would save electric too.
Well, I just know that the women, you can't have your bathroom that hot as it is all the time.
Well, when they do the remodeling, would they fix that?
I don't know.
No, I doubt it because I don't think that HVAC through the whole building, that sounds like a balancing issue. So I made a note, I'll check. There may be
enough capacity. I mean, somebody had to design that system, it hasn't changed.
Right, and that's a maintenance issue. That shouldn't need to be under our project. I can make somebody else pay for that.
There you go.
Is there anything else, Kathy?
Yes, if you haven't heard, those of you that know Julie Johnson, she is coming back to work for us as our assistant director. So she will be starting on Monday, and she'll be over this contract, so you'll be seeing more of her.
Yay.
Good. All right, let's go on to new business. It says recycling trash. I don't remember what that was about, but.
Well, we brought up last time about recycling, and Jason said that they don't recycle, but the city bought the trash cans, and half of it says trash and half of it says recycle. So I've been putting stuff in all my plastic and recycle, thinking it's being recycled, but it's just getting dumped in the trash.
Why?
Well, not everybody does that, and I'm not going to pick through the trash. I mean, that's the problem. They all both become, there's two halves. Now you got this giant round thing, and then they've cut it in half with those two things, and so it's really not even as big as it looks. They're very small. And then they have garbage and this, and then food and drinks and different stuff and liquid and.
What happened to the brown recycling and the green trash, the separate rollouts?
I used to separate the recycling
that
about 4 years, 5 years back.
That's right.
Just to get recycling done, and I would go. And
we recycle and always have, and we're into recycling.
Do you have a recycle dumpster?
No.
Mm-hmm. A rolling cart?
What do you mean, one of them giant bay things?
No.
You should have a recycling out by your dumpster. Here's how Golf does it. They have a dumpster, and then next to that they have the recycling rolling carts because they didn't want to have a separate recycling dumpster. So out here at Discovery Center, we have a dumpster.
I'm checking out all my utility buildings to see if one got put away in there. I vaguely remember seeing something like that. But I think they got put away when we brought the new ones out for the recycle, but maybe we just need one designated recycler.
Yes, but now that recycling rolling bin needs to be out by your dumpster. It's two different contractors pick up. We pick up garbage, and then we have a contractor that handles our recycling things. And so they'll pick up the rolling cart.
If you've been reading the paper, the whole city's addressing this issue because the recycling cost is going up and they're getting less money for the items that they're recycling.
And it's just a big problem. But I would think if we had one of those rolling bins, it could be where it's convenient for people to throw stuff in it that's...
Well, we could put out, I mean, everywhere else.
Let me get back to you. I think I have one in a unit, in a storage.
We had them. But everywhere, we did have them there.
Garbage cans, you have to recycle? Is that mandated?
Yes, we require recycling at all city facilities.
We used to have those, remember the brown, the big brown...
That's what I say, I think I have.
And that, and people, but then you brought these...
Right, you brought the other ones in. Let me see if I still have a couple of those.
Well, and we can go back to having separate garbage cans. The way we do it in the parks is next to each regular garbage can is a recycle can.
Yep.
But you're going to have a ton of garbage cans. So that just doubles the amount of garbage cans you have, just so you know.
Well, it's what happens afterwards. I mean, I don't think Jason is going to be going through the trash can and seeing if there's any recycling in it. But when you have a recycling can, that needs to be picked up and put in the recycling bucket. I mean, that, I think, is the end of the responsibility.
It is, but it is also important that people recycle correctly, because that's one of the reasons our costs are so high, is that when it gets to the transfer plant, our recycling company is having to weed out all, and we don't expect Jason to do that.
Yeah, Kat, that's, unfortunately, Kathy, have you ever seen a smoker put their cigarette butt in their car instead of out their window, which ends up getting cleaned by the city? Yeah, I mean, there are some things that aren't going to happen.
You know, there's some places where, in the city, that people just do it well, and there's some places that people say, I mean, the tops of your lids, it should be a circle and the recycle one, right?
Exactly.
And then the other one should just be regular. And that should tell us, but, and I mean, especially at your place, most of the people are grown adults. You think they could figure out.
There's a lot of kids there.
They shouldn't be drinking.
Well, we're teaching them.
But you know what? Your kids are probably your best recyclers. I'll just tell you. They
learned in school.
They're growing up through it. We didn't grow up. When we grew up, you put it all in one can and it went to the dump, right? So it's harder to train adults.
I recycle.
I think that, you know, and we've had to do it at our youth sports places. That we've gone in there and done recycling campaigns where we do a contest between the teams. And I'm not suggesting you all do this. I'm just saying, you sometimes have to raise awareness yourself that we are an organization that cares about this. We did at the U Sports, we did the contest with the teams. Each team had their own bin, and whichever team got the most recyclable things in their bin at the end of the night won a pizza party or... So I mean, you might have, you got to raise awareness of it.
Alan, you could captain one of those.
Do they come? Does a recycle trash people come by and pick up the recycle? Because
apparently not if there's not a recycle bin out there.
The Forking Women's Tennis Association, we used to assign, first I started a recycle out there, and I literally would go through the trash and take it to the recycle place. I did that for 1 year straight, and then I said, I'm not doing it anymore. It's a nasty, dirty job. So the board decided, and then we picked one lady per month to do it. And we did that for like 2 or 3.
We rolled the can out ourselves and put it on the curb.
And we took it. But then they started picking up at Fort King. The recycle people came by. And so we would put them in those big brown bins. And the recycle, and you'd put them out on Monday morning, because I was saying, hallelujah, I don't have to do this anymore. And they come by and pick them up, but you're saying they don't do that anymore.
Well,
I don't get
if you don't
it.
Put the bins out there, there's nothing to pick up. He's got the bin in a
It's true.
Shed.
I have to look.
All right, I think we beat this to death.
And we can get you a couple of bins.
But it should be recycled.
The bin should be by the dumpster. Those are not, you can put them inside, but they're
ugly. You guys don't care.
And the level you're trapped behind, you can just
This is a trashy subject.
This is going to be a Jerry Johnson project.
Is there any other new business to be brought up for the new members before we close the meeting? We go around the room, and each board member, if he has a comment he wants to make, is welcome to do so. So is there anything else before we go to that? Okay, let's start with Betty. Have you got any comments?
I'll pass. I'd say that possibly we got some things hashed out at this meeting that sometimes don't come up, and that's good. And I'd like to comment on the return of Julie Johnson to our ranks. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, I'm pleased too.
I'm pleased too.
And like I said, Fort King is my second home. That's why I fight so hard to help as much as I can.
I know you're not. Coming from.
I'm on your side, Jason.
I hear you. 100%.
I'm just trying to help make it better.
Okay, Kelly.
Glad to listen, taking it all in.
I guess the only two things I would say is, for me, this is about safety. And, you know, we can hash all day long about the lines or the clay or whether Jason has enough to adequately maintain, but I hurt myself out there. And I was out for 4 months because I slipped. So I don't want us to lose sight of safety, because personally, in the 4 years that I've been playing tennis at Fort King, Fort King has elevated its game. People are coming. I don't know what the membership says, but it's a big deal to play at Fort King on Fort King teams now. We in Golden Ocala have wiped out CCO's tennis.
Yeah.
Because they come here to play. And so I'd like to see that continue, but I talked to enough people and there are enough people on my teams that we can't compromise on safety.
Right.
And the last couple of weeks, as I can corroborate what Jason said, it's not been safe on too many occasions.
Yeah.
Mario?
No, I think, you know, I agree with Alan. Jason, he's definitely been very approachable. I mean, I talk all the time about a lot of issues, and we text and talk about different things here and there. So Jason is definitely very, very approachable. It is an extremely busy tennis facility. There's no doubt about it. And one of the things that's not going to go away, and it's going to get brought up again in the future, is the full-time maintenance guy. You know, that's something that's always going to be brought up. But that's your area of expertise. You know, and if you feel like you can continue to do what you're doing and make the court safe for everybody, you know, that's fine. But, you know, whatever you need from the board where we can give a recommendation, you know, to the city, where the city can go to council, you know, for opening up your contract, the lights, whatever, I mean, that's what we're here for. You know, if it helps you reduce your costs so you can cover more expenses here. I think you should use us more for that we could help you reduce a contract. Especially if it has to be reopened.
Well, I think we need to be careful with that, because we made a commitment to City Council that if they would invest the funds in expanding the facility, that you all could handle it. And so we want to be careful of not making that commitment and then reneging on it too. I mean, it's a lot of money.
But when the objection was,
but you've got what you wanted. You've increased the game. Now you've got to.
We've got to maintain. We
did increase the game. We invested over $700,000 in that facility to expand it, and not only did we expand it, we resurfaced every single one of those courts. Changed out the irrigation heads how everybody thought they should be. Have since changed them again back to a different way everybody thought they should be. So the city continues to make investments in that facility.
And I tell you, when they buried those sprinklers, which y'all made them bury, I mean, that's the thing, that those sprinklers are $50 each, and I used to go through one or two a month. I've been through five already. You got buried sprinklers. It's the most ridiculous thing. Every time he goes down in the ground, it's just going to get more clay in it. You know?
So, but by the same token, I hear what you're saying in terms of the cost. I'm going to compare it. I can go back to City Council. I mean, if I feel that that's justified after I see the stuff, I can make an argument to council that this is, you know, the facility's probably a little overused. I mean, perhaps what we need is a little less play time and a little more maintenance time, but that affects all of you. But I can argue to council that with a little more money, here's some changes that Jason can make in the maintenance operation. But again,
I can say that. Let me say this about when he says about safety. You know, safety is obviously my foremost concern. I'm the one that has the most to lose by it. And my first thing I do with safety is I make sure I want the lines in the clay to be even. And then secondly, obviously they have to not be bone dry. But I can only control so much of that part. I can control all of the part with the lines and the clay and the levelness, but the bone dry part, I can only control so much. So if you step out to a court and you can't hose it off and you're not happy with the way that court is, they shouldn't play. They should just walk and say, I guess I can't play tonight. If they really like their ankles and their legs that much, they just have to not play. You know, don't. Because, see, people get hurt.
That's not gonna happen.
People get hurt on great courts. Yeah. People get hurt on average courts. People get hurt on bad courts. I mean, a lot of the times when my people, when they've gotten injured, and I say to them, what happened? I'm so lucky it's never a line. I tripped on my own feet. I fell over. I did this. I said, did you catch a line? Nope. Because people fall on tennis courts.
I stepped on a ball.
You get hurt when you play athletics. My job is just to make sure that line's not grabbing you. And that I can keep the courts as wet as possible, which it sometimes is not that wet.
But what would it take to make those courts not dry in some
You can't do it.
Some rain?
You can't do it. Just more regular rain. There's nothing. There's no improved sprinkler system. There's no more time down. Because, see, they don't understand, but putting more water on them and just letting that water sit there and sit there affects them negatively, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get that clay come up the top
and muck and so there's just a fine line. It's just tough.
Because we talked at one point about an evening watering and you.
Well, I'm kind of doing that now. I mean, when I look at the court sheets, and I go, okay, nobody's playing there this time, and I'm gonna so I have this much to water then, and then I go out and I'm watering all the courts. I'm doing that every day between 3 and 5. I'll be teaching a lesson. My clients will pick up balls. It had one through already. I'll go back, set it for another minute, come back. You know.
Yeah, I've seen him do that. I mean, we're playing on court 1 and court 7 and 8. Water's going. Didn't bother me. No, I'm saying I can see. I see him doing that during the day, just
later
to try to,
in the day, not during the normal water times. I'm doing what I can do. You know.
Well, we're going through an awfully bad dry spell right now. I mean, there's forest fires all over the state. This is not, quote, normal situation anyway.
That's true.
As soon as we get some rain once or twice a week, that ain't going to be an issue.
I'm just saying, I think you need help. We think the board...
I appreciate it.
The Women's Association feels that when it comes to safety, it is important that you're teaching and you're busy teaching, and when somebody runs into something, I don't even want to go over there and bother you because you're teaching. But if there was a maintenance man that I could walk up to and say, hey, this tape is up, I want somebody to fix it, I could tell him to do it. I don't want to bother Jason because he's teaching, you know. And
can you bother Remy?
Yeah, she's sitting there.
She's sitting there talking.
And listen, she's picked up, she can fix the tape.
I can fix the tape.
I have taught her to do anything on how to do it.
I can do anything he can do.
There you go.
Backwards and high heels.
Yeah, I don't have his backhand. But
the only thing she really doesn't do is lay clay.
All right, the other law.
Yeah, I've never laid clay before, but I could figure it out if I needed to.
Yeah, I have.
We can get you certified.
All right,
go ahead. Alan,
I have a few. I get to be new only one meeting, so I make a few observations. I said when I introduced myself, I'm here because I know Jason well, and I know what's happened at Fort King. It's very unusual to have as good a quality of play and as much play as happening. And this is just, and I play probably more at more courts than anybody else all over the place because we travel a lot and we always play and we're going to different places. And I was at the new USTA with a private tour last week. And so I'm seeing what people are doing. And you know, we're not a second rate city course that's just putting some courts out there people want to play. It's really a great facility, and the neat thing about it is it's not just it's a lot of people that are playing out there are members of Country Club of Ocala and Golden Ocala, and it's not a money issue. I mean, it's because it's a great place to play tennis. That's where the good tennis players are in Ocala. They're not anywhere else. So that's why I'm here. I love tennis. And I look around and I see, and I've been in construction my whole life. I think you have to build stuff that you can maintain and you can afford to operate. I mean, you put in a very expensive, sophisticated system of some kind. You have to be able to do the maintenance and know how to run it and some things. So when we make the decisions to do stuff, like sprinklers, I've gone 360 degrees from thinking underground was a thing to do to saying that sprinklers that are about 4 inches above the ground at the back fence is the easiest thing to work and put them on a timer if you can, but even if you do it manually. So you'd have to do some stuff sometimes that you can operate it and you can maintain it. A couple of things that I would love to see happen at Fort King, and one of which is some kind of a shade system, because you can die out there in the summer. And the kinds of systems that I'm using in hotels and restaurants and projects have to do with canvas, because it's cheap, it can be taken down, takes a couple posts. If you want to see some examples that have been done, I've been involved at the Riley, and we did the whole outside stage in canvas. It saved us a fortune. It'll last about 10 years. There's no maintenance. Danny's Car Wash did some, you know, neat circular things. There's different elevations. If you have to get a piece of equipment in to do the lights, you can take it down. So I'd like to see some shade provided where we have viewing stands. The other issue is I would like to see us invite in maybe evening play food trucks to be able to allow us to buy some food, because there is no food, and we're doing all these evening matches, and it would be nice to see if we can get some. Now, they're not going to come out unless they make money. So they may come out once, but they won't come back the second time. So I'd like to see some kind of a food service or on special events invite. I don't just suggest that we get involved in doing food there, because that's a whole other nest that I know really well.
On that topic, it could be one of the vending machines that can have crackers and stuff like
they're not very good. Second, it's not very fresh. Second of all, then you get animals in them. I'd like to see a truck.
Food truck idea is great.
We've got water, we've got soft drinks, but anyway, somehow to get food. And then I had a question. Are there any still open positions on the board, or are we now filled?
They must be full, because I asked a woman.
Do you know, Kathy, are we full in the board?
No. We must be full.
There are 7 members.
Because I had MJ Walsh apply, and she received a letter saying, I would like to express your appreciation, but it's full.
When did she apply?
This was March 7th, 2017.
Okay, Julie's position. Well, Julie's position was open, but they had an application that had already come in, and I think they were advancing that one for council to approve. It came in the same time all the other ones did. So, and I don't know whose that was. I mean, maybe it was hers.
They would like to retain her application on file, but
it's... But that was sent in March.
Yes.
So since Julie got hired, Julie's position is now vacant. They said they had an application on file.
Maybe that's MJ. Okay. Good.
So that's it, Lauren. Thank you.
I can check, and we can let you know if it was... What was her name?
MJ Walsh.
Okay.
Mary
okay.
Jean.
There's one position open still on board.
Julie Johnson's got appointed to the board.
Right.
Well, now that she was hired.
So one position open.
Yes. But they had an application in that came in the same time all of yours did.
It was MJ's.
Yeah, that they were going to go ahead and process for that vacancy.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. I'll let you know for sure if that's
okay.
What it was.
I appreciate it.
Okay, any further comments? Because we need to draw this to a close.
How about yourself?
I do have a question that maybe you can tell me next time we come. How long do you stay in office? Seems like I've been here a couple of years.
You look angry.
You can re-up, Pastor.
I feel like each year you're supposed to reappoint a chair.
Yeah. I think we do, yeah.
Yeah.
You're doing great, Warren.
Just trying to control you guys is a challenge. Okay, the ball's in your court. Thank you, everybody, for coming. We welcome the new board members, and we appreciate your contributions. And the whole goal is to make Fort King everything it can be, given the budget.
Meeting adjourned.
Adjourned.
Alan.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Is that a big deal?
I tell you what, when I started with the city, I had to work in the golf course.